It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
As I burn Sasha with a blunt.
It's okay. That's Diaz.
And that's Sasha. You can smell her flesh.
Honestly. My tattoo hand.
Oh my God. Such a party foul
it is,
right now.
No. I hand joints to people in a very not so good way. So it's on me too. I will take part of the blame. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show, and we're live on IW Radio, and we are smoking. Well, listen, it's all good. We're smoking one of those indica sticks.
From Mecca,
because it's Mecca Monday. Oh my gosh, I have to do a post because it's Mecca Monday. It is. We went to Mecca Mid-City a couple weeks ago. And it was a very pleasant experience. And they gave us a bunch of weed to try out. And it's been really good, I gotta say. It's been a really good experience so far. We have not been disappointed. And that was indica sticks. And it's like rolled up in a blunt, right?
Yeah, it's a hemp wrap blunt.
You know, that's
delicious.
We love a blunt. We love a blunt. It is... You know, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to love a blunt. It is a treat. It doesn't feel like harsh or anything. I love the tip. It's like bamboo or something.
It's like a, yeah, it's like a little, what are those? Our uncles definitely smoked them. Like cigarillos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So classy. So classy.
It's total class. It is. It is like wood or bamboo.
We were being told about the process of it as well, of baking them. That it was, you know, you got to perfect it. Hard to get it right. And it has been done. That's nice. I'm glad that we have that. Thanks, Mecca Mid-City. Keep on being awesome. We appreciate you. Smoked a lot of your weed last week, and it's been really nice.
We did. We've been working our way through the catalog.
Yeah, it's good. Makes you feel, you know, happy to be in the industry, and I got a new tattoo. This week that
you did.
TS
there
tried
it is.
To singe off Freddy Krueger.
I got, you know, every scar tells a story. And that one right there.
Yeah, it was from the Mecca Mid-City. And it was like, all worth it. And I got this tattoo, and for a second, it's of like marijuana leaves or weed leaves, cannabis leaves, I should say. And it's like, you know, the flowery part of the thing that you think of when you think of a cannabis plant. And it's like, but you know, it's not like aggressive or it's just like, it's artfully done. It's like done in a cool way. It's all that stuff. But I, you know, it does look like a pot plant. So I was like thinking, you know, when you get tattoos when you're younger or you just always hear like, you know, don't get something that like...
You're going to regret.
Yeah, that you're going to regret. And I don't regret any of my tattoos at all. One, I regretted because it didn't come out good. But and it was very bad, so I had to get it removed. But this one, I knew I wasn't going to regret. But I did have that flash of like, I don't know, like cold feet. Because I was just picturing like what my mom would say. Like I didn't want my mom to be like, well, you go into a parent-teacher meeting or something. Like when I have kids, I don't know. But the thing is you know what? Fuck that. I don't want to live in a world where I have to be ashamed of what I do anymore. I really, really fucking don't. So if you ask me, you know, if I have this, then I'm proud to say it's even though there's like still lots of stigmas and fringes about what we do, it's like. No matter what, I know at the very least the cannabis world will always accept me. So, like, you know what? Maybe the outside world will reject me in my weed ways. And will, even though it seems like weed is in the forefront of everybody's mind, it's kind of not. But it kind of is, but it's kind of not. And it's still, like, we still have a ways to go. So, if the world rejects me, then weed will always accept me.
You are breaking two stigmas right now. One, the tattoo stigma.
Oh yeah,
and two, the stigma of cannabis. Also, I mean, it's beautifully done. It's well done.
Thank you.
When I get my cannabis tattoo, it's going to be straight.
Well, I, that
off
was
the
another thing
flash.
Too. I was like, TS doesn't have a cannabis tattoo. And how like, and he's like, you know, You're the guru, the guru for cannabis and for me. And I have one before you, and I was like, that doesn't seem right. It doesn't.
I'm getting the exact same one.
You should.
In the exact same place.
We should get our logo in some way, or at least like CWNS. This is an important show for us. It's an important part of our lives.
It is. And I'd be down for full back piece of you with your
me.
As long as you get a full back piece of me with all my tattoos.
I guess that's a good deal. But I am like, yeah, well, it's true. It is true. Like, I guess, like, it's true. When I was younger, I was very, I was disheartened by the thought. Like, we were told, like, that was my era anyways. Like, tattoos were, you know, bad news bears. I always compare, like, the cannabis world to the tattoo world, because it was like, tattoos were like literally illegal as well, you know, in a different way, but also illegal and like so fringe, and people with tattoos were instantly considered like, you know, convicts or even if they were convicts, like it was just like, I don't know. Tattoos were so fringe when I was younger.
Tattooing was actually outlawed in New York City until like 2000.
Yeah, it was like recently.
Or like 1990
like
something. Yeah. Completely illegal.
All illegal. Couldn't do it. And that just made it very underground. And then I always say, like, when
they opened it up
and self-regulated, and when they opened it up and all those shows happened, this is good. And all those shows happened on the television, and everybody like thought they like wanted tattoos and went to artists and we're like, oh yeah, when like fucking chest piece, and they'd be like, okay, you know. And there was like the tattoo competition shows, and I feel like it all got like, I feel like actual tattoo artists like got annoyed. Like, you'd go to a tattoo artist, they'd be like, what do you really, you know, like they'd kind of always be like, I'm not giving you that because you saw it on stupid TV, and they weren't wrong, you know. And I feel like we were like that too. Like, when weed became legal, like we were like, okay. Like when you were in the dispensary and it was like, I'm from Massachusetts, I know what I'm talking about, or whatever it was. And I was like, oh, we're already there. Like, I don't know. There's like always like,
there is
competition within
even the competition.
Yeah. I feel like tattooing is the same.
It is. It is. I mean, Instagram's made it even more.
Yeah.
Made it even more crazy to, you know, here, I want this tattoo. I just saw it on Instagram.
It's true.
I think that annoys artists as well.
It does. I have a few pieces on my body that I got from the internet. My artists were always just like, you sure? And like,
sure?
A good artist, if they really don't think they could do a good job on it, they won't do it. Just remember that.
Well, your tattoo is beautiful.
Thank you.
Coming through the monitor as well. It looks great
the
on
monitor.
Camera.
Oh, the monitor, camera one.
Camera one, camera two.
Yeah, it's at the like healing, weird healing stage where it looks like a snake. And every tattoo I get, I'm always like, it's never going to heal. It's going to look like this forever. I heal weird too. I have like horrible skin. So I'm taking care of it. I'm actually using, I'm not, you know, a doctor or a tattoo doctor, but I'm using some CBG on it. And I think it's actually, well, I'm mostly using it because it's on my wrist and I have like the worst tendonitis on this wrist. You should have seen,
a high traffic area heal a tattoo.
Yeah, like you saw it the day after I got it, like my wrist was like, it's still pretty swollen, but not nearly as swollen as it was. It was crazy. It was something, and it hurt like a bitch. It didn't hurt when I was getting it, but afterwards it was, yeah, it's a high traffic area. Lots of bumps and bobs, but like I needed to fix my wrist because I like couldn't hold things. Like it was like, I was in a lot of pain, and I took a week off of boxing because I like hurt myself. This is where I got my shot too on this arm. So this whole arm is just like,
did you get the double booster?
No, I just got the
The flu.
No, I didn't get the flu. They did offer it though.
They're offering two at one for two for one.
They have been. They've been like, "Are we getting our flu today?" And so, I was like, "No."
It's a ladies' night. It's two, yeah, I know. Two, I'm two going crazy. Vaccines.
Getting shots in my arm, shots and tattoos in the same arm. Yeah, I can still kind of feel it. It's been a few weeks though. And anyways, I was like, you know, I really don't think that like I'm ever gonna have a moment where I feel like I wish I wasn't in the weed business. You know what I mean? Like, I love being in the weed business. I feel like even before it was cool, you know, and that's like, it was always cool, but you know what I mean? I feel like that is like similar to tattoo people where they're like, I've been doing this, you know, in a basement or whatever
for a long time. They come out and get a giant neck piece. A huge, what do we call them? A turtleneck. A neck sleeve.
Yeah, that's, you know. I'm glad that both of these things are more accepted, I have to say. I really am. I was always bummed that I wouldn't be able to get tattoos and be taken seriously because that's what the world taught me. And I was always bummed that I wouldn't be able to smoke weed and be taken seriously because that's what the world taught me. Well, you know, fuck that.
Screw you, world. We're here. We're not going away.
I was just thinking about it. Like, it's funny. I kind of moved to California and, like, let my freak flag fly. It's really weird because I feel like this is the person I always was. Like, can't you not picture me any other way than I am?
I cannot.
But I was different.
What?
It's true. Not really, but, like, not in spirit, but in practice. I feel like you know what I mean, but it's been a long time since you've been this way. Because you've been out here for a long time. And it's just, it's not that it hasn't always been me, but it's like, you know, weed's not legal in New York. Like, that's just, those are the true stories of it all.
From caterpillar to butterfly.
I did have short hair in New York, but it was red. No fucking way I was going to be, I mean, like I did different things in New York, so I couldn't dye my hair pink. But out here, no thing. We're getting a dispenser. Of course I get a pink hair. And the tattoos, I actually got the tattoos when I was in New York. So maybe not. I got my sleeve when I was still in New York. But any picture you see in my wedding, which was only 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago, I don't have any tattoos in any of those pictures.
You don't? Your arms are
my
bare.
My nipples are pierced, though. They're not pierced now.
I don't see that on your wedding photo.
You haven't? Okay. Just on the record. For legal purposes, this is a joke. No, it's in the book. It's one of, it's like a page in their book. Shout out Allie, who takes my pictures. I freaking... It's funny that, like, if for realsies, it's like, it sounds very cliche, but when I was 15, if you were like, this is going to be you, I'd be like, oh, hell yeah. How did I fucking get there? Because that doesn't seem realistic, but it makes sense. You know, if you're like, this is what you do, you work in the weed industry and you do a show about it and the world lets you exist in color. And I'd be like, no way. I got to keep my long hair. I got to go to college.
Gotta have that student loan debt.
Yep, can't get pregnant. Gotta have some student loan debt. Can't smoke weed. At 15 years old, if you were like, you would be smoking weed for a living, I'd be like...
Yeah. You'd be like, what are you on, 15-year-old self?
You'd be like, who are you talking to?
Who are you?
Wow. I'd be like, show me this technology. Let's go kill baby Hitler. Yeah, that's the first thing I do. Any supernatural anything, just cover all your bases. Speaking of covering bases, I guess we should do like a show with substance in it instead of just gossiping. No, I did want to talk about my tattoo. I did. I wanted to get that out there because I think it's cool that things are more accepted and you can smoke weed with your family and talk about it and get tattoos that like express yourself in a way that doesn't. Like, you shouldn't be ashamed for expressing yourself and wanting to show that on your own body. And you shouldn't be ashamed to be a weed advocate because it's literally the coolest and best thing in the world. So,
Thanksgiving's coming up. Talk to your family about cannabis.
It is. We will not see each other, actually, before Thanksgiving, will we? No, because I'm going to be traveling that next Monday. So we're going to take the week off. We might have it. We're going to probably rerun Thanksgiving with Fish because that was a classic. And bet you don't remember a lot of it because I sure don't.
I was like, I hope that was a good one.
We smoked a lot of weed. I remember having a lot of fun. But yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up. Talk to your fucking family about weed. Go take someone for your weed walk before you eat. That's what I've been known to do. It's great. It's great that we can be in this world, right?
Hell yeah. It's the best. Cannabis is the best in the entire world.
So, okay, and
we're making progress.
Yes, we wanted to start positive. So we're going to talk about the infrastructure bill, right? We wanted to start with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
this is, as we know, I don't know if you've heard, if you like literally blinked toward politics, you've heard about the infrastructure bill. It's been like held up for literally like no reason. But I was wondering in my brains, I was like, I wonder if they got some shit in there because Lord knows every other side was getting their shit in there and that's why it was held up. And, you know, just FYI, if you don't know how politics works, this is like the easy cliff note. It's just big bills get written up and they pass through. And then a bunch of other little tiny baby things get tucked in.
They're like paper clipped to the bill.
Paper clipped in.
Or stapled.
It's like when you get grades in school and you have like all the good grades like in the front. And then you have the ones that really need paying attention to. Like the bad grades, but this is a good grade. All stapled in the back, and then you need your parents to sign it, and then Joe Biden just signs it. And then, unless a bunch of dummies hold it up, but it hasn't been held up, and it seems like
there are some positive,
hesitate to say, but
there's some positivity other than the infrastructure bill being passed that.
Yes, that's very good.
That medical researchers will be encouraged to have access to dispensary products. So they will be able to I don't know who's going to be, maybe the FDA.
Well, because it was all government grown before. The only research you could do was in that random place.
Oh, yeah. In Mississippi.
Riley, I think, told us about it. Yeah.
There was like New Mexico started
growing.
It was
stupid and they barely grew any weed and it was all dumb. But this, I guess, lets you go to dispensaries that have product and have it. Actually, you can, that directly affects customers and, or, you know, the consumers or whatever you call them, us. Like, because now you can know that the product you're getting is like, you know, be tried and true. It's actually being studied.
I wonder, I mean, this is great that there'll be research done on actual products. All the products that we have in California, what is going to happen? Are manufacturers shaking in their boots right now? Or are they... Like stoked.
So?
They're like, we back this product 1,000%.
Oh, I don't know. I thought this is a good thing.
This
that
is
was
a good thing.
Opinion. No, that was my.
It's going to back people in the industry that provide products that we already know and love.
Yeah.
That are effective, and it's going to prove it. And then products that maybe not quite up to par, they're going to go away.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's
Possibly, that
it was included at all, I guess, like, I'm kind of, like, happy about, because I felt, like, super discouraged by the first few months of Biden's presidency and how weed is being handled in the various states and countries in which we live, but this is cool that it's been included in such a big deal bill. You know, because that had to go through. That had to be approved by many people. And it was. So that it's been included at all is nice. So the details are kind of like, you know, it's good. It's like kind of broad. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of just like dispensaries will distribute samples for specific research. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Like who knows? You know what I mean? I don't, like, I guess maybe, I mean, you work at a dispensary, so maybe, like, the government's going to, like, reach out and be like,
can you
give me,
can you comp us
your eighths? Yeah, can we have a gram of each strain?
You know, maybe they'll go, they'll probably have to go to the direct to the distribution distributors, as it were. And they're not going to be coming into the retail shop and going, excuse me, sir, can you bud tend me? I work for the government and I would like to purchase some of your samples.
Maybe
and
Joe Biden wants to.
Maybe Joe Biden will come in and
pick
what he wants to research.
He'd be funny high. I bet you he's like, no, I can't. And then he'll just see how much fun it is when he's hanging out with us.
He's like, hey, nerds, like, can you roll me another, can you give me another indica stick?
Yeah, we can, man. And then he'd be like super chill and silly. Like my father-in-law. Like, he's like straight edge as they come. He was goofy as fuck, forgot how to say the rosary. And ate like a big bowl of Cheerios. It was awesome. That's how I feel like Joe Biden would be. He'd be super silly. Probably want healthy snacks. If he is high. Like, well, good. I'm glad that this is there. I'm glad he's looking at it like it's a real thing. And I guess it's cool that, like, I don't know. I guess it's cool. There's something in here about driving that I don't know if I love, but it's like going to look at studies on weed. I don't like weed-impaired driving.
There was another thing that within this bill, this infrastructure bill, that sort of encouraged. It was like the the National Traffic Safety Board. They are encouraged to find ways to make people not be impaired, able to start a car or drive at all. So they're working on ways to,
there was something
from under the influence.
There was like a recent federally funded study, I guess, that, it found that the amount of THC found in a person's system, I'm directly quoting this, was, after smoking weed is not an accurate predictor of impairment. Like, you can have, like, my blood is probably made of weed and it's like fine.
You're probably like 75% THC right now.
I am. My potency is
35% cannabinoid, 35% CBD.
Some sort of CBD, yeah.
Your total cannabinoid count, if my math is correct, is like 125%.
It's pretty up there. It's high. And that does not at all indicate how impaired I am. I can tell you that. I have consumed a lot of weed today. I am up to, I don't know, 160 milligrams.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
They should be doing
research
on you.
Maybe I want you to call a cannabis abuser.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I don't think I am, by the way.
I don't think so.
I think that's a made-up thing. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it's going to be a real thing and I'm going to eat my words. Eat them. Do you think it's a thing?
What's a thing?
Cannabis abuse.
Dependence abuse?
Like all the things that, you know.
I don't really think so. I feel like there's other issues at play.
Psychosis stuff. Yeah. So you think it has to do with something? Nothing would be induced by weed. It would be already there and just exacerbated.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I think, but I'm no scientist, doctor.
I am not a doctor either.
I'm only one person. We're only two. We're only nerds.
Just one man. Just one.
We would
nerd.
Be willing to learn, though. If you told us we were wrong, we would be like, what? But we do our best in the field that we love so much. So, but as it looks now, it seems that, and it also seems like that's why I'm glad that at the very least there's some research being done, because I feel like that's what I keep saying is like, okay, like we could say that there's abuse, but like, And listen, my tolerance, like, it is. I keep thinking the only way to fix this is a tolerance break. I do know this as well. So I'm going on a trip. I'm driving across the country this week. So I'm not going to be smoking at all. I'm not going to be consuming any weed. I will not have weed. I am very scared. I'm driving across the country with weed, so I will not be doing that. So I'm basically going to be taking a tolerance break for 4 days. I have weed waiting for me. For 4 days. That is not enough, really, for me, for how much weed I take. You should really take a tolerance break for, like, 2 weeks. But this is not research. This is me saying that, and this is, like, people saying it from random researchings and, like, other studies that, like, we could talk about, but they're not, like, federally funded studies. Like, who knows what the actual resetting of the cannabinoid system is? I mean, we do know, but, like, we should put it in books and make it real, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe it is in books and real. I don't know. It's not, right?
How are they going to study the effects of dabbing?
Mm-hmm. I guess they're just going to have people. Yeah, we volunteer as tribute. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of my butts, but I do feel like, right? Like, isn't that our issue? Is we don't know stuff because it's not federally studied.
Exactly.
It's just trusted publications. So whenever you read, like, oh, weed use doesn't do this or doesn't do that, like, yes, that's because they've taken some people unofficially, put them together that volunteered and, you know, we're trusted and reputable, but, like, most of the time it is, but still it's not, like, I guess we're just looking for it to be federally recognized. Maybe that isn't better. Maybe they should stay out of weed. I don't fucking know anymore, but I don't think that's the answer. I think it needs to be looked at in a very broad, big way. There needs to be monies put into looking at it, not just selling it, looking at it and understanding it.
Yes, researching the products that we're currently using.
I just talked for a long time. You could talk for a while if you want.
What hasn't been said? What has?
Was I right? Did you zone out?
You're right. No, I did not. I'm right there with you.
I could see you on the thing. It didn't look like you did.
On the monitor. I did not. You know, I just to bring it back around.
Oh, man, did I stray? Every time you say that, I feel like I stray. Did I go far away?
No, you didn't. To bring it back around, you know, it's really...
Like you were saying,
it's very important to do the research, and research needs to be done. And the fact that it passed in a huge bill...
Yes.
...is a positive thing for the cannabis movement. Even if Joe Biden is staggering on some of the issues, this actually passed, and there's a Republican-led plan to end federal cannabis prohibition that was
too.
Introduced in the House as well. So
Republicans,
this is like there's multi prongs on this attack to make cannabis legal.
This is good.
And this is good. This is a good thing. They need to get it right.
I'm just doing a golf clap because I'm not sure how it's gonna go.
The sound of one hand clapping.
It doesn't sound like that. Sounds like pornos.
We'll work on that effect. But, you know, it's good. The government is making, the federal government is making progress. They just need to fine tune it and make it right. Make it so it makes sense.
And it,
research,
you know,
will help. Research will help.
Yes, at the very least. And that was, you know, your boy Joe. That's really what he said. It's like, we need to research more about it. Like, he always wanted to know more about it, which, fine. But I agree. I really do. Because there are some things that, like, maybe weed can be more targeted towards. Maybe weed is not good for. Maybe weed is the best for. Other than anecdotal and, like, other studies that are, you know, from unofficial places, I think it would be cool for it to be from our leaders. You know, take all that with a grain of salt. Don't trust the government. All right, I'm gonna play some music.
Do you have any anti-flag?
Maybe. You know, hold on. Yes, I'm sure that we do. We're gonna go to a break and then maybe find some anti-flag. We'll be right back.
The nerds will be right back. It's never too late to join the sesh.
You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government! Die for your country, that shit! You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government! Die for your country, that shit!
At the end, like they always, every punk band has it. Like it's just like row row your boat
with a fade out.
Yeah, fade that was out. Me actually.
Yeah, that was tight.
Thanks. It's my job, but it is great. It's my favorite part of every punk song, and that was we found the anti-flag. Yeah, no hidden meanings there.
We just wanted to say.
Just wanted to make it clear where the cool nerd weed chat stands. Her opinions do not reflect that of Adobe Radio, although I do think a lot of them do, because Adobe is the best. And that's what we're on right now, live. It's the cool nerd weed show. I don't know if I mentioned that. Because it is, and we're live on Adobe Radio. Okay, so... This is something interesting. Yeah, I mean, okay. So this is kids and weed, kids and cannabis. This was on the blacklist.
Yeah, I always find this interesting, and people are very opinionated.
They
about,
are that,
about,
like that's why like I'm always cautious, especially like now. Like you don't want to make anybody like fucking turn their back on weed because you told them how to deal with their kid. So I'm not trying to do that. I don't have a kid.
No, not at all.
But I can tell you when I do have it. I they say everything changes, but I can say with pure confidence, and I got it tattooed on me to remember that. Follow us on Twitter and at Cool Nerd Weed and on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show, and IW Radio at IW Radio. Just do all those things. And just FYI. But yeah, I think when I have kids, I am going to be a kind of mom. And I just think like that's just, it should be like that, you know, like keep, you know, like don't give your kids weed, but make them comfortable with it being a thing instead of it being something that is like stigma, like such a stigma on it, like demonized. That's what I was, don't feel demonized for being a parent who smokes weed.
Yeah. I mean, if we're trying to break the stigma of cannabis, exposing your children at your own discretion, you know, you can expose children to cannabis in their own way. There was a book, and it was called Daddy's Funny Medicine, and it was trying to explain cannabis to children as medicine. Like, you know, you figure out what age that they know.
Yeah,
they kind of know what's going on.
I had no idea what it was like happening in my house, or not in my house, but places when I was growing up. I didn't know. But yes, I think it should be that. It should be that way. Of course, I think again at your discretion. I don't think like do what you would do when you would put something away that you wouldn't want your kid to have. I would assume you wouldn't want your kids to get high or ingest anything that can, you know, inhibit them anyway, unless they were prescribed it by a doctor, which is a real thing that exists. We actually, when I was at the dispensary back in the Prop D days, we had a 16-year-old person who would come in with their caretaker, and I can't remember what his, I don't remember what it was about, but yeah, that was underage. It was 18 and up, but they had their caretaker who was over 21 who would come in with them, and they would, you know, it was normal. This person needed it for medicine. So it was totally like cool. You know what I mean? It was just like going to the pharmacy, stopping off to get Tylenol and shit and some weed, which is what I think is good. So what is this?
This is the Cannabis Regulatory Advisory Committee in New Mexico unanimously recommended that children be permitted in dispensaries with their parent or guardian amid the challenges that parents face if they're not able to bring them when buying their cannabis. You know, maybe you don't have, you can't afford a babysitter, or
there's many reasons why
you might have your kids with you.
When I was at the dispensary, it was after it was legal, and this woman came in and she looked so tired, and she was like, I just need to get a joint. And I was like, okay, can I have your ID? And I didn't see, but because it was like a, you know, big thing, like podium, but she had a thing, like a baby with her, like a
baby Bjorn,
like, yeah, or like a car seat, I guess, like that you would be able to pick up, and, well, I don't know what you call those things, but yeah, maybe like a Bjorn, and she had a baby with her. She had a baby with her, and I was like, oh shit, yeah, keep the baby, because like, no, like we couldn't let babies back there, but yeah, this lady had this, and it was a great baby, and so I was like, I'll watch the baby. So she like left the baby out with me, went in, was treated like a princess. I was like, we got a mom coming, like, because she just wanted to get her weed on and like relax for 5 seconds. But she's a new mom, obviously, and didn't want to. I mean, who knows? Could have been a babysitter that was just like slacking off. But this was a story that this person gave me, and it's true. I'm sure there's many instances where moms can't leave for a second and they can't go into a dispensary, and that's kind of lame. So they should be able to. They should be able to bring their kids in with them. And it should be okay. Things are in child-proof cases. Things. Trust us.
And nobody's consuming on site.
Oh, that too. Yeah, that too. On the premises
of any dispensary.
Yeah.
There's no,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
smoking. There's nobody vaping. There's
ever.
No, there's no edibles within
no,
reach.
That's
that
a done
child
away with a long time ago. Trust
yeah,
us.
Could get a hold of. It's a totally safe place. It's just like going into a grocery
it
store.
It is just like going to the pharmacy or the grocery
or
store.
A liquor store.
Yes, yes, or a liquor store. Or any of those things. And it should be looked at it like that. So where is this that they're talking about this?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. So
New Mexico has medical
New Mexico.
Right now, and they are launching
Neat.
Adult use soon. So nice. These rules are in place.
That's pretty cool.
Trying to, break in the stigma.
I love it. I do love it. I think that's really important. And I see this a lot now, too. Maybe because I'm just in, like, an age bracket. But, like, I do see, like, a lot of, like, cannabis and parents and, like, destigmatizing all that. Because, yeah, like, it is what it is. And, like, the law is the law right now. But in truth, it's likely decriminalized where you are. And, you know, like, good parents will make sure that their kids are educated, I like to think. I mean, listen, I was fucking terrified of the stuff when I was growing up, which I don't think is the right thing to do at this point in time. Back then, people were getting arrested for it. Just regular ass people were getting arrested for weed back in my day, in my town. So yeah, maybe it was good for me to be scared of it when I was a kid. I don't know. But parents sure as fuck didn't stop smoking it back then, I learned. But like that, you know what I mean? Like raise your kids that you feel like you need to fucking raise your kids. I don't fucking care. But also just know that weed isn't reefer madness and that kids can go into a dispensary with a guardian and it ain't no thing. It's fine.
It's totally.
They should know that it's part of regular world, regular world.
They will probably grow up not wanting to do any of this because their parents are doing it.
Well, that's another thing, you know, like it's really true. Things that are normal, things that are normalized, you know, kids just think are everything. They just don't, you know, they just think it's like part of every day. And it's like, you know, when you're younger, like don't touch cigarettes, don't touch alcohol. You can easily do that with weed, but I wouldn't even want to make it as villainy as alcohol. You know what I mean? Maybe to keep your kids away from it if you don't, you know, for as long as you want them not to do it. But I'm not against like smoking when you feel they are old enough. 18 would probably be the age that the Cool Nerd Weed Show would recommend. But when you feel that they're old enough, I think it's adorable to smoke weed with your parents. I think it's great.
Yes, it is.
So when you have kids and they're 18, smoke weed with them. They will appreciate it. I do. I mean, I know someone who does. Not trying to blow up any spots. But I love when I like talk to people who are like, yeah, no. Like they come into the dispensary with their parents. That's the fucking dream.
Well, yeah, we had, I mean, always. I'm always like.
It's the best. Generationed.
Now
that mother brought back her mother, actually. The girl I'm talking about with the baby brought back her mother. And I watched the baby again while her mother and her went and shopped. I was like, all right, we're not babysitting service here. But yeah, it was just sweet to see her bring her mom in.
Now that it's a legal adult use in California, we do see a lot more tourist groups that come in. And it is families, like generations, mm-hmm. multi-generations.
Yeah, so like you're going to want, you know what I mean? Come from the theme parks and whatnot.
Stay
through.
For the cannabis.
I'm saying this. I don't work at a dispensary. Could you imagine? Well, now that this is the thing, they're going to be bringing kids through. I didn't mind it, you know? Like, it was always cool. I like teaching kids about weed. I think they should know about it.
I personally don't have any issue with it. I think that the kids should be allowed in right now. They're not allowed in California. They're not even allowed near the front of... they're not really allowed for
we used to like get them in the lobby, and that was as far as we can get them, but legally, but farther than that they were not allowed. It was like a huge no. It was like the one thing that I was like, sorry kids.
Yeah, I always thought like, what's the big deal?
Me too. I never understood because it wasn't like we weren't like hotboxing them, like doing like, what do you call them, when you blow the
shotgunning.
I couldn't think of that. Yeah, we weren't shotgunning weed into their faces. No.
Exactly. There's no consumption happening.
It's a safe place.
Totally.
It really
safe.
Is. I used to tell people that that's literally what it was created for. It's created for safe access. So if it's safe access for you, it's certainly safe access for your kid. But again, I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your kid. But I do feel that when I have kids, of course they're going to know. It's what I do. It's in my life, you know? Like, it's like, you can't stop hanging out with me.
Mommy's funny medicine.
Do you promise that you're not going to stop hanging out with me?
I promise. And we're going to write children's books together.
Yeah, we're going to write weed children's books together. You said it on the show. Everybody heard
that's
it.
True.
Everybody heard it. It's in the Library of Congress now. You're not going to stop being friends with me. And I have gross kids because they're going to be gross. Are you ready for that?
Oh, no. Maybe like... I'll come over when they're two or two.
Oh, no,
four.
I'm going to not see you for 4 years. Oh, man.
No, babies are nice.
Babies are nice. All right. You're going to take a break. We may never come back.
We may never come back from this.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
It's okay. We're good. It's the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha. Just like the dude said. It's a cool nerd weed show, by the way, and we're on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for letting us fuck off for an hour every single week live on the radio, because we love it. And it's like, I say fuck off, but I mean because we love it so much. It's our favorite thing to do in the world, and we want to do it like forever. We love it. And we're doing cool things coming in the new year for realsies. We have like cool stuff for you. We do know that, like, I don't know, we do cool things, and we appreciate that, and I don't know, we're working hard, and we'll have merch and stuff too. We have to do that.
Oh yeah, we've got merch coming out and new shows happening.
All the things
are happening.
Anyway, I digress. And this isn't a Huff and Puff. This is more like an advice.
This is a PSA.
I can't think of anything that rhymes. This is a PSA. Nope. It took us a long time to come up with Huff and Puff, by the way. Like, we were like, what? But I think it's great. And this is like kind of a for your Thanksgiving holiday experience.
No, maybe you're going to over to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving, and
you probably are going over the river and through the woods.
And Grandma still knows what's up, and she might not like
what's
the smell.
This is
what did we?
It's a Mecca weed. We've been liking a lot of the Mecca weeds. Oh, is it the OG? No. Yes. No.
Is this a classic OG? No, we.
What is it?
We did the Grape Stomper.
We did
the LA Confidential. This is the classic.
So it is a classic OG. It's really good. It's really, really, really good. Another Winsies. Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, you're going to Grandma's or whoever. I mean, whatever. I always get the business when I come inside about smelling like weed. It's like, I try so many things. I really do. I really do. But everybody's always got to say something to me.
That smells good.
Yeah, I bet you're hungry now.
Skunk follow you in here.
But if you want if you want to avoid all that, Leafly has
everything
FYI.
You should include in your little stoner kit for if you're visiting Grandma on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the eye drops are pretty clutch. I never have eye drops for some reason. It's like my kryptonite. I always forget eye drops. I have like all scratches on my eyes too because I smoke so much fucking weed and my eyes are always red.
I feel like my eyes don't get very red.
Yours don't. You get squinty, but you don't
get
red.
But I get super squinty. Like I have all
that's
the
That's all unavoidable.
The
There's like, I feel like that's like
signs.
Actually the...
That's my tell right there.
But anyways, you can, so okay, gums and mouthwash are good, but if you smoke anything, you probably already know that. Gum is good. I don't know if you want like mouthwash.
Yeah, that's a little excessive. Like yeah.
Although my breath has smelled like weed before. Somebody has told me that.
So like your breath is kicking.
They'll be like, your breath smells like weed. I'll be like, well, thank you. I just smoked. That's why. Lotion is actually pretty clutch. Lotion works.
Better than hand sanitizer, I think.
I think so too. I mean, hand sanitizer might be what you have on hand at this moment, but if you can get lotion of any kind, and it's good for moisturizing in the winter. And a lot of times though, you can even get like a hemp or CBD cream. And it won't enhance the smell of the weed. It'll smell good, like lavender or something. That's a really good one, like a lavender lotion I've found. Too perfumey, and it's like, it smells like weed for sure. Like
it smells like you're trying to cover up your tracks.
Yeah, like blunts are like,
blunts
you know,
are
they're hard.
Very hard to cover up.
But
the blunt kind of sticks to your clothes.
But yeah, like.
So maybe, I don't know.
It's okay. Like, I feel like this also says wet wipes. Yeah, I've used wet wipes for sure.
I mean, everything sticks to my beard, so I need to like wipe down my whole face.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is like, this also says like, you know, you can actually be proactive about it. This is actually what I try to do, cuz I'm always in the cities, so it's like the wind is everywhere. And it's cold, and for some reason in the cold it like sticks to you more, I feel like. So like when I come upstairs, I'm always like, I reek. So I just make sure that I'm not like, you know, the wind is blowing in a way that doesn't blow the smoke back on me, you know.
That's
like downwind.
Down, you gotta be, you're holding it downwind, blowing yeah. your hit.
So I'm blowing it out, just blow it out, which I think has helped me. And that's like, you know, I don't know, if you're smoking a joint, it's hard. It's shit's always burning. It's hard to like not make it smell like it. But if you like can maybe bring like a dugout, like it's easier not to smell like weed if you smoke out of like a little one hitter, honestly.
Yeah, and keep your stash in something airtight.
Yeah, seal it up.
I went to the post office the other day and I was like, damn, something's loud in here. And I realized it was me. I was like, oh.
Oops.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Definitely do that. You will get that. I do. I always get it. I really do. Or it's like awkward. People want to say like, it smells like weed. And you're like, oh,
like, oh well, I don't know.
Maybe.
So find yourself a nice airtight container.
Yeah, there are ways.
Dank nugs.
There are ways. And it's good to do it, you know, just so you can avoid the whole conversation. And if you want to talk about it, then feel free. Smell like weed. I don't care what you do. But whatever it is that you do, I hope it is safe and that you do have a lovely Thanksgiving. And we will not be here this coming Monday, but we'll be back the following Monday. And then it's the holidays, man.
Holiday road.
Holidays. We'll maybe have some like... What was that?
Holiday road. I found out long ago. Come on. Oh. No. Sing it, Russ.
I want you to do all the parts. You're just so into it.
The holidays are coming.
I was entranced. I've never seen you so happy about the holidays before. You must be in a good mood. You're such a Scrooge. The
Christmas vacation.
Yeah, Christmas vacation on the East Coast. It's going to be a good time. It's a good time. It's a good time for weed, I tells you. It's a good time for weed. We've talked about mostly good things. I was a little curmudgeonly when we started the show. For no reason. I thought for some reason we were going to be curmudgeons. But I'm glad we weren't. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. And... every week. Thank you, IW Radio. And all the time, follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Do searches on the internet and look for us. Thank you, Mecca, so much for, oh my God, thank you, Mecca Mid-City, for everything that you do. And we love you, and we can't wait to, like, visit you again and do more things with you. And...
Don't panic.
It's organic.